This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. The Postal Service doesn't get a whole lot of love these days. It lost almost $16 billion last year. And then whenever it tries to close post offices or nicks Saturday delivery, all it gets is a fight from Congress. But never fear, USPS. The greeting card industry's got your back. It's pushing a list of 100 cost-cutting measures it thinks can keep everybody, especially itself, in business. Kate Davidson reports.
To really deliver a story like this, I immediately call my sources at Stationery Trends magazine. That's stationery with an E, of course. Editor Sarah Schwartz says the greeting card industry has enough challenges without all the postal woes.
There's definitely been a rise of e-cards. There's definitely been the rise of Facebook birthday greetings.
And when folks do buy greeting cards, 60% of them still get mailed. There's a lot at stake, and that's an invitation for concern. George White is chairman of the Greeting Card Association's Postal Affairs Committee, the group that compiled the cost-cutting measures. One of the biggest suggestions?
Postal cluster boxes.
Cluster boxes, grouped post boxes like you see outside apartment complexes, only all over the place.
It obviously saves a lot of time and therefore money for the mail delivery person to be able to put all the mail in the cluster boxes rather than delivering to each apartment door or to each house door.
The greeting card lobby's main goals are to save Saturday delivery and keep rates low. Postal analyst John Callen agrees that a landscape of cluster boxes would save big bucks.
Although I think it will be quite unpopular with a lot of the general public, those of us who enjoy receiving our mail and parcel delivered to our households would want to really give it up.
But something's probably got to go. Whether it's Saturday delivery, door-to-door service, or something else will be the subject of a hearing tomorrow on Capitol Hill. I'm Kate Davidson for Marketplace.